Part 1. Warnings. Greater Chongqing, the United Federation of China. At its pre-war height, this region boasted a population of over 35 million people. Now there are barely 50,000. Reconstruction funds have been slow to arrive in this part of the country, the government choosing to concentrate on the more densely populated coast. There is no central power grid, no running water besides the Yangtze River, but the streets are clear of rubble, and the local security council has prevented any post-war outbreaks. The chairman of that council is Kuang Jingshu, a medical doctor who, despite his advanced age and wartime injuries, still manages to make house calls to all his patients.
The first outbreak I saw was in a remote village that officially had no name. The residents called it Nu Da Chang, but this was more out of nostalgia than anything else. Their former home, Old Da Chang, had stood since the period of the Three Kingdoms, with farms and houses, and even trees said to be centuries old. When the Three Gorges Dam was completed and reservoir waters began to rise, much of Da Chang had been disassembled, brick by brick, then rebuilt on higher ground. This new Da Chang, however, was not a town, but a national historic museum. It must have been a heartbreaking irony for those poor peasants to see their town saved, but then only being able to visit it as a tourist. Maybe that is why some of them chose to name their newly constructed hamlet Nu Da Chang, to preserve some connection to their heritage, even if it was only in name. I personally didn't know that this other Nu Da Chang existed, so you can imagine how confused I was when the call came in. The hospital was quiet. It had been a slow night, even for the increasing number of drunk driving accidents. Motorcycles were becoming very popular. We used to say that your Harley Davidsons killed more young Chinese than all the GIs in the Korean War. That's why I was so grateful for a quiet shift. I was tired. My back and feet ached. I was on my way out to smoke a cigarette and watch the dawn when I heard my name being paged. The receptionist that night was new and couldn't quite understand the dialect. There had been an accident or an illness. It was an emergency. That part was obvious. And could we please send help at once? What could I say? The younger doctors, the kids who think medicine is just a way to pad their bank account, they certainly weren't going to go help some Nongmin just for the sake of helping. I guess I'm still an old revolutionary at heart. Our duty is to hold ourselves responsible to the people. Those words still mean something to me, and I try to remember that. As my deer bounced and banged over dirt roads the government had promised, but never quite gotten around to paving. I had a devil of a time finding the place. Officially, it didn't exist, and therefore wasn't on any map. I became lost several times, and had to ask direction from locals who kept thinking I meant the museum town. I was in an impatient mood by the time I reached a small collection of hilltop homes. I remember thinking, this had better be damn serious. Once I saw their faces, I regretted my wish.